And welcome back to our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today we have the Executive Director of PHL Sports, a division of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back, Larry Needle. And Larry, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Laura. Great to be back.
And I know you are super busy right now because we got a very special weekend coming up, the Army-Navy game. But before we dig into that, we have 7 professional sports teams. We got nearly 100 collegiate institutions and just ridiculous numbers of sports clubs and sports organizations. This city really does need a PHL Sports.
Well, I'll certainly say we are very lucky as a city and a region to have all the incredible sports assets that we do. I think sometimes we take it for granted. I don't think you even mentioned some of our annual events when you start thinking about the regattas and the road races and some of the other Penn relays, some of the other fantastic things that go on in the city each year. Our job, frankly, is to certainly support those existing assets, but more than anything, to see if there are more things and new things out there that we can help to bring to the area. So whether that was the NFL draft a couple years ago that we worked with all of our local partners to bring into the city, whether that's NCAA championships or all-star games or whatever that may be, we are constantly working with our pro teams and our colleges and our venues and the city and the state to identify, what's next, what we think would be a great addition, and then to work with them to go get it and to bring it to the area.
Now, there are other divisions, and some of them work with the pharmaceutical and technological industries, et cetera. Others work to bring foreign tourists in, et cetera. So what are the benefits of these big events to Joe Schmo like me here in Philadelphia?
Sure. They're what you would expect first. We're always excited to be able to bring special events to the fans, things that they would want to attend. The NFL draft's a great example of something that was free and open to the public and really family friendly. And we had 250,000 people show up on the parkway over those 3 days and be able to enjoy that really amazing experience. So certainly there's that. And, it's economics at the end of the day for us. We want to be bringing new visitors to the city. We want to be filling our hotel rooms and our restaurants, whether those are domestic or international visitors, people visiting our attractions, riding SEPTA, riding in our taxis, all of the things that support our hospitality industry at the end of the day is really what we're focused on. It helps bring new tax revenues into the city, and really we think it's a win-win.
And what did the Super Bowl do for us?
It was huge. Obviously, internally, just for Philadelphia psyche, after waiting for 52 years, I think that was just a huge win, and I think just made everybody feel great about ourselves, even more so than in the past, as we've been, always striving for that one. But, it's just another of many wins for Philadelphia, frankly. And when you think back over what the last 5 years has looked like, the papal visit, the Democratic National Convention, the draft, and then you get into, the following year, a Super Bowl victory, there's just been lots of huge, exciting things going on in this city, and certainly the future is incredibly bright as we look ahead, and that's what we're all excited about.
Sometimes I forget just how many pro teams we have. We have every possible professional team now, don't we? Is there anything we're missing? I don't think Checkers has a league yet. I keep forgetting. Looks like we got football, hockey, basketball, and baseball, obviously. We got soccer. Now we have lacrosse, but we've also got indoor football, tennis, and now esports.
We do have about it all. I guess we don't have a WNBA franchise for women's basketball, but you are right. We have just about everything you could imagine. On the professional side, the collegiate side, again, our annual sporting event. So it's a little bit of an embarrassment of riches. And when you think about the incredible venues that we have as a city and region to host these events and that amazing sports complex down in South Philly, we should all kind of remember just how lucky we are.
I was about to ask about the venues because we could handle, we can handle anything from the, are we Super Bowl possible? Or, is there anything that we cannot handle at this point?
There are a couple things just based on some of the criterion that some of the governing bodies set. So, for example, it's unlikely we're going to have a Final Four, a men's basketball Final Four in Philadelphia because they have really been in stadiums with a roof. And domes and such in recent history. They want 60,000-70,000 people in the stands and climate controlled, and that's one that we can't offer. The Super Bowl is a question. It's probably a long shot realistically. We know New York was one of the few northern cities with an open-air stadium to host in recent history. It was a chilly one. I think it was not, Mother Nature didn't really cooperate for the 10 days or so around that event, and I think there are challenges there. At that time of year, early February, you understand why the league would want to be somewhere where they can be a little more certain about what the temperatures are going to be that week. So we're certainly open to the possibility, and I know the Eagles have stressed that as well, but we'll follow the NFL's lead, and if they say that we're open to another Super Bowl in the Northeast and an open-air stadium, then we'll be right there in line.
Well, one of our great venues is one that you used, and that was when the NFL draft was in here, and the NFL experience was on the Parkway. Now, the city is cool with all of this, isn't it? Because use of the Parkway is now becoming a little contentious for some odd reason.
The city's great, and I must say the Parkway and the community over there was great as well, all of our institutions and others, because they recognize just how special something like the NFL draft was and why it was worth making an exception, really, to create this venue and close streets down for a couple of days and, really show off our city. I mean, what a spectacular, postcard that was to send around the world for people to see Philadelphia with the Art Museum in the background and the Rocky Steps. What a spectacular venue that was. The NFL, once we showed them that site, they didn't want to be anywhere else, as you might imagine. And I think, again, it's the exception to the rule, but when it's the right event at the right time, the Parkway is just a spectacular spot to be.
20 years ago, when I first agreed to come to Philadelphia, I happened to be out of the country, but they were doing the World Figure Skating Championships were here that year.
Sure.
And this is before we had the towers. And I'm seeing Philadelphia in the background and the shots that were broadcast around the world back then even, spectacular. And I thought, holy cow, this is where I am going to live in this fabulous city. This city makes a wonderful backdrop for any kind of sporting event.
No doubt. So it worked.
It did. Oh, gosh, it did.
But yeah, that's the idea. We want people that may not be as familiar about Philadelphia or maybe haven't been here for 10 or 20 years. When you host these kind of sporting events, it is a chance to show off those beauty shots of your city and let people see. Maybe it's for some people, they're coming in for that event and then they want to come back. Mm-hmm. Certainly, we want them to have a great experience. And we see a lot of that around these different events, and that's certainly why we do what we do at the end of the day.
Well, I got to ask, what's the word on the draft? Are we going to get the NFL experience back again?
I'm sure we will. I think the NFL had a fantastic experience. Part of what's happened now is that other cities have seen how special this event is, and there's a long line of cities eager to host.
Now, you took it from Chicago. Was that correct?
We did.
That was their first experiment with it. They tried it there, and then you got it.
That's right.
And showed them how to do it right.
And they're going to be in Nashville next year. They were in Dallas last year. And, you know, I'm sure that we will ultimately be back on the list, I'd say, you know, hopefully within the next 10 years or so. But there are a lot of folks out there that have expressed interest. And you know, it makes sense that the league likes to move that event around and share it with the country and its fans. But we're certainly ready to have them back as soon as they are.
Well, that'll teach you. You showed them how to do it right, and they learned how to.
That's right.
So when you talk about, though, looking out 10 years ahead, Monday morning when you sit down at your desk and you look at your calendar, are you looking at the 2022 or the 2025 or the 2019 calendar at this point?
Yeah, usually we're at least 3 to 4 years out. You know, there are always things kind of big and small that cross our desk, and some are certainly as early as next year. Usually the larger events are at least 3 to 5 years out, though, that they're booking. And frankly, we're even starting to look at things like 2026, when it's going to be the semi-quincentennial, if I have that right, the 250th anniversary of our country. Certainly Philadelphia, we expect to be a focal point that year. And we're looking to make sure that that's special in many ways, including hosting big events in the city. You'll remember back at the bicentennial in 76, Philadelphia hosted numerous All-Star games and the Final Four. And it was a huge sports year, and we're certainly looking to do something along those lines and have started to do some outreach and see if we can line some of those up working with all of our local partners.
Mm-hmm. This is Our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, Larry Needle, the Executive Director of PHL Sports, a division of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. If you'd like to know more about the work that they are doing for Philadelphia and the region, actually, the place to go to learn more about this is discoverphl.com/PHL Sports. That's discoverphl.com/PHL Sports. And I just said something. I said the region. This is good for everybody, isn't it?
No doubt. No doubt. And we're working always with our friends out in Montgomery County, in Delaware County. It really is regional, whether it's our venues in those areas, our hotels, those convention bureaus that we work hand-in-hand with. It's certainly a regional effort, and what's good for one is good for all.
Now, Army-Navy game. Of course, that's what everybody here is thinking about right now, the Army-Navy game. And we have it this year. You've got it how many years in the next win?
Well, the great news was just a year ago or so, we were awarded 4 out of the next 5 games. So we'll have it through 22. We won't have 21. That goes to New York. But we'll have 4 out of the next 5, including this year on December 8th. You know, traditionally, this is going to be 89 out of 118, I believe. So we are Philadelphia, certainly home of the game. We have it the vast majority of the time. Again, 4 out of 5 this rotation. We have 5 out of 8 last rotation. The academies love it here. We're the perfect neutral site between Annapolis and West Point, which is why this started here back in 1899. And we've had really just a tremendous partnership with the academies over the years. Certainly we work hand in hand with the Eagles now that we're at Lincoln Financial Field, which has been such a great addition, and the Eagles folks do a fantastic job around the game. And we work with the city and we work with the state to make sure that it's an incredibly successful event every year. And for us as a city, it's really one of the biggest weekends that we have for our hospitality community. We'll have 50,000 fans from really around the country descend on Philadelphia that weekend. Now that our friends from West Point have gotten their team going again and have broken Navy's long winning streak, and now Army's won 2 in a row. So now all the Army fans are fully engaged again. And, you know, demand is like we haven't seen really in recent years. The game really always does sell out, but now we see it, that demand even stronger than ever. So it's something that we're very proud of. For us, it's very much about welcoming the military family to our city and rolling out the red carpet for them. Almost everyone here either went to the academies or is somehow connected with the military. And, you know, that's important to us, and we want to make sure that they all have a fantastic experience.
Joe Brooks, president of Liberty USO,
of
USO
course.
For Pennsylvania and Southern New Jersey, is a frequent guest. He comes in here, and we talk about, we forget, because you don't really see a guy in a business suit or a woman who is, you know, a chief executive at some company. You don't realize that they have a military background or that they might be serving in a reserve or something like that. But the military presence here is absolutely ridiculous, and we just don't recognize it a lot of times. How many people here got their start through the military academies, many of our executives, and how many families actually are serving, either active or indirectly.
That's right. And we think this is just a great platform for us as a community, you know, to show our love and appreciation for those folks who, as you say, don't always get it, aren't always recognized. But certainly we do everything we can. One thing to that end that we do is we've created something called Operation Gratitude Day. This year is going to be Wednesday, November 7th, where we will have sites around the city that morning where people can drop off items for care packages for the troops serving overseas. So we would love people to take a look at our website, phillylovesarmynavy.com, and look at our Operation Gratitude Day information. It lists many of the things that they would love to have donated. We're going to have about 24 office buildings in the city that will be accepting donations that morning. And you know, as a city, people have always been very generous, and we have, I think it's over 5 tons of items that have been donated over the last 7 or 8 years now that we've done this. So it's just another special thing that we like to do and we think is important in and around the game. We'll also do Operation Gratitude drop-offs at the stadium on game day. So for fans that are heading down to the game, we'd love you to bring something on game day, and we'll have locations around the stadium. We work closely with the Travis Manion Foundation in hosting both Wounded Warriors and Gold Star families who have lost loved ones at the game that day. We'll host junior ROTC kids. We have about 350 kids from Philadelphia and Camden who will be with us at the game that we host, so they get to experience Army-Navy and what that's all about. And this is all part of what we call our Red, White, and You program, which we've run literally for 15 or more years now in support of the game. The corporate community always steps up and supports our efforts so that we can run these different programs and make Army-Navy special.
And it's awesome that so many businesses are opening the doors to this program, too. And so obviously we can stop by, we can drop items off, and is that how we can get involved? And can you give us just a brief list of what you're looking for?
It's everything from toiletries to some clothing items, warm socks. You know what? A lot of times it's letters of appreciation that we love to receive, that we send to the troops. You can imagine if someone's in harm's way thousands of miles from home, and to get a special care package that has sometimes it's food items, things that are non-perishable, certainly.
Obviously, lip balms and sunscreens,
yes,
are always
exactly
appreciated.
Exactly, all of those things. So, and again, people can certainly look on our website, and we have the full listing there. that breaks it down. But we would love people to take the time, certainly that morning on November 7th, and stop by one of our drop-off spots around the city and do a good thing.
And of course, if you're lucky enough to be going to the game on December 8th, you can stop it, drop it off there as well.
Yes, exactly right.
So that's the Red, White, and You campaign. So now we did mention looking ahead and thinking about what's coming and the wonderful venues that we have right now. And I think a lot of us are now wondering about soccer, because North America, which seems odd to us in North America, North America got awarded this, not an individual city, World Cup. What's the deal with that?
That's right. The World Cup is coming to the U.S., Canada, and Mexico in 2026. First time it will be back in the U.S. since 98 when we hosted it so successfully. It's a huge win, really, for all of us in North America and soccer fans. There are multiple host cities for the World Cup, just because there's so many matches that will be played. I believe it's 80 matches that will be played that year, and there will be 48 teams participating. Now there have only been at 32, but they're expanding to 48. Philadelphia is working hard to make sure that we are one of those host cities. The great news is that we've already made two or three cuts along the way. We are now one of 23 cities still in the mix. It started somewhere around 60 or 70 cities when the process began. We are now one of 23. We think ultimately that list is going to be pared down to about 16 cities. Again, some will be in Canada, some in Mexico, but the majority will be in the U.S., we expect. And we're going to work hard to make sure that we're ultimately on that short list. We're working closely with all the folks you would expect, certainly from our local soccer community and Eastern PA Youth Soccer and some of the regional soccer organizations, our friends at the Eagles and Lincoln Financial Field, which would be the host venue. The Philadelphia Union, certainly, our Major League Soccer franchise, who's kind of so well connected in the soccer world, the city, and others, folks like Comcast, who are very involved with World Cup and have the Spanish rights, language rights to the event. So many folks that are working, and we expect that final decision on host cities to come probably in either late 2020 or early 2021. So we have about 2 years to make our case and go through that process. And we're optimistic, but we know we have some work to do.
You know, the first time you came in and sat down with me was probably, it wasn't even PHL Sports at that point. It was the Philadelphia Sports Congress,
yeah. Very good.
Yeah, so that's going back quite a long time. And back then you said, well, the pipe dream of any big city was the Olympics. And now it's like the old maid card who's going to end up with the games. Is it going to end up being kind of the same way, where maybe it's a continent or an entire country instead of a city effort to do these sporting events?
It's hard to say. You know, some of the models internationally vary so greatly, and that's part of the challenge. You know, we see the federal government much less involved in these kinds of things in the U.S. than we do in other places. So when the Olympics go to China or go to Russia, there is a huge support from the federal government. And it just isn't set up the same way traditionally in the U.S. While they're supportive, it's not to the same levels. And that then puts more onus back on those cities and states, and that's one of the things that makes it more challenging. And that's why, you know, people are very careful and try to be smart about which events make the most sense, which would bring the biggest bang for the buck, and the best return on investment at the end of the day. I do still think that an Olympics could be a great win for Philadelphia one day, with the right parameters around it. I think it allows you to do certain things that maybe other events wouldn't allow you to do. You're going to know that company's coming in 7 years in most cases, and whether that's making, you know, huge changes to or improvements to public transportation, building out new neighborhoods, being on that global tourism stage in a way that almost no other event allows. There are things that the Olympics brings that almost no other event does. But I can say in a smaller way, I think, because there are multiple host cities, the World Cup can do a lot of the same thing, would bring a lot of that international prestige, huge amounts of visitors to our city, and frankly, with a smaller price tag than an Olympics. So it's something that we're very focused on and working hard to make sure we bring it home.
Well, as in our waning moments here, what can we look forward to? Anything coming up that we should start putting on our calendars and start planning ahead for or thinking about? Or
well, thinking about 2019 in February, we're excited to have the Stadium Series come to Philadelphia, which is going to be the Flyers hosting the Penguins at Lincoln Financial Field in February. So people should bundle up, but there's nothing like going to an outdoor hockey game. And I'm sure the link is going to be sold out for that one. And that's going to be a huge success that our friends at the Flyers are spearheading. And we're very excited that we're going to have the NCAA lacrosse championships coming back the next 2 years over Memorial Day, both for 19 and 20. We've had it often in the last 20 years or so, but just a fantastic event, brings thousands of fans, again, from around the country. We are literally in the heart of lacrosse territory. So, our friends at the Eagles, working with Drexel University as the host school, will be hosting the event, and that's always a big winner.
Anything else we should be thinking about, or what's your pipe dream now?
we'll keep you posted. We're going to keep working on World Cup. We're focused on Army Navy December 8th and making sure that's a great success. And I'm sure we're going to have lots of exciting announcements to come in the not too distant future.
Well, of course, for more information about the work of the Division of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, PHL Sports, go to discoverphl.com/PHL Sports. discoverphl.com/PHL Sports. That's hard to say. Say it fast a lot of times there. But now the big events coming up, obviously, if you're in the military, a military family, or you're a sports fan or a fan of the academies, it's the big game coming up on December 8th at the Link, the Army-Navy game. It's here this year, next year. But the really cool thing is leading up to it, and that is the Red, White, and You campaign and being a part of Operation Gratitude. And you can find the list of things that they're looking for. No excuse not to find a place to drop it off. The big day is November 7th, with multiple locations for you to make your drop-offs. And again, if you're going to the game, you can drop them off at the Link that day. But for more information about that Operation Gratitude campaign, go to PhillyLovesArmyNavy.com. PhillyLovesArmyNavy.com. And I have to say thank you now to our guest today, the Executive Director of PHL Sports, Larry Needle. Larry, thank you.
Thanks so much, Laura. Enjoyed it.
And good luck on the big Philly Loves Army Navy. Good luck on the big Operation Gratitude campaign. And again, PhillyLovesArmyNavy.com, the place to go. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been our Delaware Valley.